Last but not
Meatloaf.
This messenger.
Hey there, rock stars. This is Josh Redding.
And Ray Smith.
From the Tangent Break Podcast. Let's put life on pause because it's time for a tangent.
No. It's time for Horribly Awkward.
Hey there, everybody. This is Dave from Bad Cop, Bad Cop Show. You are listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast live from Sean's mother's basement.
Hey. This is a dragonfly from Pure Gasmic Love Podcast. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast. Yes, you are.
Hello, everybody. This is Jerry from Bad Cop, Bad Cop Show. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast, a member of the great and stellar
BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
Lisa, okay, go ahead and call in Arlie. Let's get him in here.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Hello, who is this?
Hello, Mr. Rodriguez. Okay, so you want to be a part of our school of clowns. We did get your application, and we looked it over, me and Lisa. Lisa, did you look it all over?
Yes, I did.
Okay, yeah, we looked it over. You've got the natural funny look, Mr. Arlie, but...
Didn't send a picture, though. How do you know that?
But you didn't send your $25 one-time fee in. How are you going to pay for this?
Well, I mean, I think my resume detailed very nicely how I can do a flip. So if I just go to the Santa Monica Pier for a little bit, I could probably get those $25, in a day.
Should we wait? Because, flips don't pay the bills around here.
I understand that. I mean, how much time are you going to give me to get these $25?
I'll give you a dollar per minute, 25 minutes.
A dollar per... But wouldn't that mean I would owe a lot more money by the end of this?
No, it means you got 25 minutes to go and do some flips and get money. Like, you claim you can do flips and get money, do it.
Well, fine. All right. I'm going to carry my phone with me, and I'm going to do the flips while talking to you so you know that I'm doing the flips.
All right. Hold on, sir. Lisa, there's another kid who claims he has talent. He can go make money on the streets, but he's not doing it. What do we do? Do we just make him leave?
Well, at the end of the day, nobody is really applying to the clown college, sir.
What are you talking about? We get like 3 applications every day. That could make us 75 bucks. Split it 2 ways. You know, we're rolling in. We can pay the rent.
Yeah, no, not really.
So what do we do?
Give the kid a chance. Why not? Nobody else is applying, even though you claim they are, but we both know we're about to go under.
It's so true. That's so true. All right, Arlie, come back in.
I've been on the phone the whole time. I've heard everything that you've been saying.
Okay.
You guys don't have faith in me?
I do not. I don't know you, man. I don't really know anything about you. I just know you got a funny sounding name.
I thought you read my resume that detailed exactly what I do.
Well, we're in Detroit, dude. We don't have, we're not literate, all right?
He can't read.
I can't. I can talk, though.
I have the resume in Braille. Do you have someone who can do it and who can, like, feel the fucking paper or something?
That's like reading with your fingers, dude. We can't do that. I told you.
Oh, my God.
He's not very bright. You just gotta show him pictures.
You got any pictures? You got any pictures?
Do you have a phone? I've got, my social media accounts. I can send you one of my pictures. If you want to see some pictures.
I don't trust you with my phone. You look like a sketchy dude. You might take off with it. And then there you go. You might go Pokemon going in the streets and then get ran over. And it's all liable because it's on my phone.
And let's be real. You have a flip phone. He ain't sending you no pictures. He's broke.
No,
honey, he's broke. We are going under.
Damn it. Damn it, I shouldn't have said flip too much. That gave you the... Shit! Alright, I'm 5 minutes away from your office. I can just, walk walk down there and give you the... And I'll steal $25 from the bank and then drop it over. How about that?
Cool. Just don't mention our name when you're stealing money from the bank.
Oh, of course not. I won't do that.
Oh, cool. Right on. Yeah, come on down.
I'm coming.
I'm waiting.
Okay.
Don't make any stops on the way.
just give us what you got in your pockets. We'll settle for $5.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, knocking on the door.
Hey, Norma, give us a horribly awkward!
Horribly awkward!
Horribly awkward!
That's horrible.
I can't even control myself. It's so horribly awkward.
This is so awkward.
It's so awkward.
This is horribly awkward and I want off.
Horribly awkward.
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 Horribly
awkward.
Sean, dude, you're horribly awkward.
Sean, I know you think this is weird, but it's not as weird as you think it is, dude.
Don't think that it's awkward.
Welcome to the 48th episode of Horribly Awkward. I'm your host, Sean, As always, another podcast, another killer show delivered to your ear holes. If you like what you hear, guys, tell a friend, tell your grandma, tell a neighbor. You know, word of mouth is a beautiful thing, so use what your mama gave you. And I'm not talking about your booty. Thanks for downloading and listening. I do appreciate it. If you guys want to send me a voicemail, and it's been a while since I've got a voicemail, and it's a little discouraging. Actually, you know what? I better check to even see if my voicemail works. Somebody, whoever's listening, somebody, anybody, dial this number right now. Pull your phones out. You got it out. Pull your phones out. 510-600-3475. Now you're calling. You're probably dialing. Leave me a voicemail. I'll play it on next week's show, I promise. And because you know I want to hear it. You guys know I want to play it. So, yeah, if you want to reach out to me the old-fashioned way, you can at horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. On today's show, I didn't write it down. I'm doing this off of my mind. So I got my good friend Lisa. Lisa, what's up?
Hello.
You know what I just realized, Lisa?
What?
We've known each other for almost like 20 years.
I was
You're like, I'm not
14.
That old. You're like, I'm not
actually,
that old.
No, it is 20 years. Because I'm turning 34 and we met when I was 14.
What year was that? Because me and Lisa dated a long time ago. Was that like 96?
I don't know. I was 14. It was the second half of freshman year. Because I came in second semester.
Wow, we're dating ourselves. Anyways.
Yeah. Well, but I look so good, honey.
You look
good. You don't know
good.
That I am 34. Okay?
And also I got from the Random Chatterings podcast. This guy is super young. He's like, these guys are old fucks, and I shouldn't even be on this podcast. I feel weird now. But this
You're
guy's putting in the work. He's doing podcasts, and he's obviously like trying to do the whole school thing, which I appreciate when people do that because I was never good at it. But anyways, I got Arlosaurus Rex from the Random Chatterings podcast.
Hey, everybody. I'm a dinosaur.
Arlie Rodriguez. What's up, man?
I'm doing all right, Sean. How are you doing?
Good, dude. Actually, yeah, really good. Like, me and you recorded a podcast, like, a couple of weeks ago, and it still hasn't aired yet. I'm getting worried.
No, it's coming out next week.
I know.
Because I posted Josh's episode today.
I know, man. I'm just joking. Yeah, so I did a podcast with Arlie here. So, Lisa, let's do a thing. Let's try to make up as many dumb names for Arlie's name as we can
I
this podcast.
I really like Arlosaurus Rex.
Arlosaurus Rex. I like that,
that
one,
is,
too.
I really like it. It's really cute. And you meet the little R.
Arlosaurus Rex.
Yes.
You guys, I've been like, I've had a lot of shit on my brain lately. I've been like, I'm not gonna say I've been depressed, but I've been kind of down. I haven't had a lot of motivation to do shit. And I just need to like to have some friends on and do a podcast and just kind of chat and drink. So if like 30 minutes from now you can't understand what I'm saying, just I don't know, whatever. Just deal
I'll
with
just
it.
I'll be like, suck it up. Don't be a duck.
Yeah, don't be a dick. You know, podcast is supposed to be fun. So we don't really have even any plans for today. But I have to make a check. Before I go any further with this podcast, I have to know, are either one of you guys playing Pokemon Go?
I'm playing Pokemon Go.
Okay, yeah, I might have to hang up on you.
I have a full-time job, so no.
Okay, no. That's actually great, because I'm not playing this. I do appreciate the thing that they're trying to do with this Pokemon Go. And I figured I'd bring it up because every other person in the world has brought it up. I'm watching yep. YouTube videos. People are finding dead bodies. People are walking off cliffs. People are running in herds to go catch this imaginary thing. I'm watching people get kicked out of parking lots. And then the next day I'm driving by that parking lot, and the parking lot's blocked off so people will not pull into that parking lot in the middle of the night and just...
For real?
Yes. Wow. Yeah, I was working a job at this parking lot, and there's like... I'm watching kids just pull up. Kids, like younger kids... teens, young 20s, just driving down the street with their phones in their hands.
Oh my God.
For shame.
And they're pulling into this parking lot. I'm watching them pull in. I watch the security walk over, talk to them for a second, snap a picture of their license plate, and then the kids will pull off. They're probably telling them to leave or something. And the next day I drove by that same lot and it was like they just put like caution tape around all the entrances. So I guess so people won't go there and do whatever they're doing. I have no problem with this thing. I think it's hilarious. I have an addict's mind. Like my mind is addicted to everything and obsessed with everything. So I'm not touching Pokemon Go.
Yeah,
it could take it could take up a lot of your time, and I mean that's kind of funny. But I think the line that we needed to know that would be crossed is that first image, that first tweet of people playing in the Holocaust Museum. Now we know for sure that people will do anything for Pokemon Go.
Yeah,
That was also the same day that we realized that common sense was dead.
Yes, I agree. I feel like it's also, I mean, there's a time and a place for everything. And also, too, it's a safety thing. And there are a lot of people out there in this world that have very little common sense and very little sense of propriety as well. I think there needs to be a warning attached to it. You know what I mean, Jellybean?
they're definitely. I don't know. I think it's cool. I think the technology behind it is awesome. Actually, this technology was taken from a game called Ingress. It's been out for couple years.
Yes.
And they actually took all the stats and took the foundation from that and moved it to Pokemon Go. It's the same developers or whatnot. They took all the Google images that were created over 3 years on that and added them to Pokemon Go. I think it's really, really fucking cool. I'm not into it because I will not download it because I know the way I am and I work out at night. I work at parking lots. I can imagine myself just like pressure washing 10 feet then going, "Where's my Pokemon Go? I can find him." So I'm trying to stay away from it. I really am trying to stay away from it. But I think it's so cool that I have a friend. I won't mention her name, but she's. Sometimes she gets ruled down and doesn't get out and becomes a hermit. And she the way, what she was saying is this bringing her out. She's meeting people.
That's the response I'm seeing all across the. I mean, that's the same effect it's had on me, actually. There was a Friday, I think, probably like the day after Pokemon Go was released. And I felt really shitty about myself because of all this loan application business. And I like walked out like at 9:30 p.m. at the time where I would normally I would be in bed. Crying to myself or something, and I was playing Pokemon Go. It's incredible. I mean, there's a lot of other really heartwarming stories on the internet about this, and so that's why I don't know. I think maybe I'm just too sensitive, but sometimes when people criticize and just say, it's not even that I don't get it, just like this is a waste of time. I feel like that's being incredibly dismissive to everyone who is enjoying the game and who. I mean, yeah, it's a waste of time, but then fucking TV and movies are also a waste of time if we're putting under that category.
Everything's
a
waste of time.
Exactly. Everything that isn't. Working to a job or a goal. Well, not a goal, but, you know, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's two sides to every coin. You know, there's the there's all the negativity that's going along with Pokemon Go, you know, people not using common sense and, you know, putting themselves in danger or just being rude. But then there's also the other aspect where it's bringing people out into the world, people who, you know, tend to be hermits or, you know, maybe even have social anxiety as well. You know, it's really getting them to get out, get some vitamin D and, you know, get the blood pumping and become interactive with the world around them, which is really nice.
Yeah, it's cool stuff. So, I don't know. It's technology is crazy sometimes. It just comes out like this. This just came out of nowhere and everybody all of a sudden was just, playing. Are you gonna throw up?
No, it's not a burp.
Oh, it's a burp. I thought you were gonna throw up. You're like,
no.
I was encouraging
that
it.
That would actually be me. I haven't been feeling that well.
Oh no, you're speaking about wasting your time. You're wasting your time talking on this podcast.
I love your giggle fits. It's adorable. You're like covering your mouth, all trying to be all coy. Don't make that grandpa.
I actually told Arlamos. I told her before. I was like, I got my youngster podcast buddy. He's gonna come on and join us, and he likes to laugh a lot. In capitals, a lot, because you laugh at some random shit. You're wrapped. You okay? Check it out. Don't laugh at this. All right.
All right.
I don't have anything funny. Actually, I didn't think that out before I started talking. That was stupid. Don't laugh, dude.
I'm I'm sorry.
Don't laugh, dude. Lisa just farted.
No, you would have heard it, and I would have liked it. Like, let's be real right now, okay?
Yeah. That definitely failed, you guys. So Pokemon Go is a go for Arlie, and Lisa says, like, do you have anybody coming in into your store, Lisa? Like, looking for these Pokemon?
No, thank God. Well, and also we're right next to SF State, too, so it's like, you know, like, everybody's either gone or they're in summer classes, and, you know, we're also surrounded by a lot of retirees and, like, older people, so I don't think they're really doing it. So,
you know what? I'm so glad this came out in the summer. Well, I'm not glad, actually, but, you know, what if it came out during the school year? It launched in the school year? Like, kids would be getting their phones confiscated.
Have you seen the videos of just the Santa Monica Pier and how many people are rushing to get, like, a Dratini or something? It's insane.
One day
and I'm saying that as a Pokemon Go fan. I'm saying as someone who actually plays the game, I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, well, I think they were very strategic when they launched it, because they knew it was, you know, the main audience was going to be a lot of kids, whether, you know, junior high, high school, you know, younger college students such as yourself too. Like, they knew that summertime would be prime. Good job, guys, on the whole marketing and on the launch.
Yeah,
they're way to take advantage of people's insecurities and shit.
Yeah, their stocks jumped up like billions, man.
Well, yeah. I mean, they were very smart when they decided to, you know, to put it out there.
Not just that, but then there's like the fucking NES Classic is coming out. It's like, awesome. Yes.
That's right. The NES Classic is like a super small version. It looks just like a replica of the Nintendo, but it has 30 games preloaded onto it, like you know, Mario 3 and all that. Wait, Zelda, it has, like, and Mario.
Zelda's Adventure. It has fucking Ninja Gaiden and Tecmo Bowl and Mega Man 2.
It's 30 sci-fi. Bucks, man. 60 bucks, right?
It's like a retro gamer's orgasm, just like in a package.
Yes.
You gonna buy that, Lisa?
Hells to the yes.
I can't get into old games, man. I just can't. They're so hard and they're so, like, I don't know. They're old.
Well, I mean, for me, it's just nostalgia. It's the nostalgia factor of it. And, you know, it was simple and fun and very entertaining. And, you know, I'm liking it, dudes.
Yeah, see, the Arlosaurus over here, he just knows of these games. Me and Lisa grew up when they were, like, around. Actually, more me. I was, when Nintendo was out, all those games came out. I was, like, at the prime year to start getting into video games. And I have a lot of fond memories with them, but sometimes it's better to leave those memories in the past.
But some of those games are legitimately revolutionary. Like, yeah. Maybe, it's definitely, if you think about the I don't remember how many games were released for the NES, like 800. Sure, we can throw 750 of them in the sun and no one will give a shit. But, like, Mega Man 2, like, Super Mario, well, Super Mario Brothers, actually, that is a definition of archaic. It's an important game, but it's not that much fun. Like, Super Mario Brothers 3 and what are the other ones? Like, there's some, because of the simpleness of, you know, how the games play, that's kind of what the appeal comes from, and that's why, even like with the virtual console releases, and like that's why these games still make money. Like, that's why there's still people are still buying these games, because of the simplistic appeal of them.
Nostalgia can be a bitch, dude. I'm telling you, man. I'll be like,
I didn't have nostalgia. I wasn't born when the fucking NES came out.
But for like most people who would buy that is because from the nostalgic reasons, right? They grew up, they play those games, and they're gonna get them again and go, maybe I'm not like into this shit. I don't know. I watched an old movie. You're watching an old movie you love, and all of a sudden you're like, fuck, I wish I didn't rewatch it because now I just kind of ruined it.
No.
No.
I mean, that's just you. Yeah, that's just you, bro.
How old are you thinking, Sean? Because, I mean, the only one I can think of is, like, Citizen Kane, but that's, like, I don't know. That's, like, the most advanced of all the classic movies. That's the one that actually feels like a modern movie, yeah. Even though I don't even like it that much.
I don't know. There's some movies that hold up. Like, if I watched Jurassic Park, like, I watched...
Oh, totally.
Yeah. I watched the re-release of it when they did it in theaters, and I'm like, wow, the special effects hold up. Besides when you see the Brontosaurus's are the Arlosaurus Rexes in the background, all digitalized. Ah, like they're, you know, like that shit looks fake. But when you got the T-Rex up, yeah, dude, it looks just as good as any movie out nowadays. But
absolutely, no, absolutely. It depends. I mean, there's definitely movies from the golden age of Hollywood which are incredibly boring and they're so dramatic, it's melodramatic, I should say.
Yeah.
And there's like a few movies from that era that people still like look back with any kind of, you know, good nature or something.
Yeah, and a lot of them, I feel like, it's not necessarily from the golden age, came out like in the 50s, but Imitation of Life, that's a really good one and can kind of apply to, you know, like women's roles now and kind of like trying to like break out of stereotypes and all that jazz.
Speaking of women's roles in movies, fuck, I can't wait to see Ghostbusters. I'm going tomorrow.
Sweet.
Oh my God, I'm excited. I forgot about that.
Oh my God. Kristen Wiig is my celebrity crush. So whatever she's in, I'm going to go see it. And then I get Melissa awesome. McCarthy. I get, who's the other chick from SNL? Like,
oh, Kate McKinnon.
Kate McKinnon.
Yeah,
And Leslie Jones.
Leslie Jones is so funny. I love her. Yeah. I love them all. And they all have really good chemistry together, too. Like, really good comedic chemistry. And Melissa McCarthy, oh, Lord. She's come a long way since Gilmore Girls. Oh, let me tell you.
She's on Gilmore Girls? Gilmore Girls?
Yeah, she played the chef at the end, Suki.
Ah.
Yeah, so she's really got to like come into her own, I think.
When you say Suki, I just think of True Blood. Suki.
Oh, yes.
Suki. Oh, I love True Blood. It was fucking awesome. I watched the whole entire series in a month.
It was good. I watched bits and pieces of it, and I liked it. I just never really totally got into it.
So are you guys looking forward to seeing Ghostbusters? I'm going to go see it tomorrow. My cousin works at the theater here in town. So we just go see movies with her, and she just gets us all in, which is cool. So my mom really wants to see it. She's a big Melissa McCarthy fan and, you know, my aunt. So I dig it. I'm totally into it. Once they said it was going to be an all-female cast, I was like, fuck yes. Fuck all those dudes, man. I think
there was a lot of critics, too, that were kind of like all wah-wah about it.
Yeah, people are bitching. Like, you know what? I think actresses are better than actors any day. I think that women put on a way better. I'm serious. I think they put on better. I'm more impressed with their roles in movies rather than dudes. I'm just like, oh, it's another dude playing a movie. I think women go out of their way to do a better job.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess it all depends on the actor, the role, and the movie. And, it's different from person to person, I guess.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's true. And, I mean, I wasn't on the, let's say, if you have a scale for the internet and, like, over here in the...
Hold on, Arlie.
Yeah.
Hold on, man. You're like Chappie. You ever seen Chappie? That's what you are right now.
Oh, true. Okay. Yeah. Should I turn off a video?
Yeah, clip your video just for a sec.
Okay. Hello? Okay, does that sound better?
I don't think it does, man. I think you just suck.
Well, my interconnection isn't the best over here.
We'll have to work with it. So, what were you saying? Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, right. So, you know how there's... With the internet, it's extremes only. It's either yes, 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 or no, no, no. I like to think I'm in the moderate side of that. I saw the two trailers that both didn't really impress me that much. But then once the reviews started coming in about it's a really fun movie, I'm gonna see it now. I mean, I definitely didn't have a problem with all female cast, but it was the reactions on the internet just that also kind of made me want to watch it either way. Because even if the movie's bad, I kind of want to. But the weird thing is that even if you did see the movie and enjoyed it and you went to, oh, see, the movie was actually pretty good. Like, they don't give a shit. They just want to just be on their, like, soapbox and complain about whatever the fuck. And it's just, you can't win with them.
Yeah, it seems like mostly anything that has to do with internet and reviews and shit, it's always the vocal minority, right, that get through. So you got the majority. It's like a silent majority, vocal minority. So yeah. you're going to hear mostly from, you know, if you look online, like I've been looking for apartments lately. If you look online, and you look for reviews, like Yelp reviews or whatnot, every apartment in town has a fucking shitty rating because the only people who are going online to put shitty ratings are the people who are fucking pissed off. Nobody who's like, oh, I love my apartments. Let me go on Yelp and let me Yelp it up. Let me tell everyone how great this place is. The only people who are online are the people who are pissed off or bitter or just assholes altogether.
I don't, yes.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, how many times you guys watch a good movie? You're like, that's great. That was an awesome movie. But you may not tell people that. You know, it may not log in your reviews, but you watch one movie that just sucks. You know, people would be like, this movie sucks. 1 star. Like, 1 star? Really? 1 star? All right. That's
I have an opinion. I had that opinion about the Warcraft movie, actually. I saw that with one of my college friends, and he just, well, once I heard what his standards of movies are, and I don't mean to badmouth him on the air, but he said that, like, the movies that everybody hates, like, but like unequivocally hate, like Last Airbender and like, what was the other really bad one? Like, I don't remember. But you said that he just was fine with it because of the special effects. I don't know. Like, I thought, well, I guess I shouldn't expect too much from Warcraft. But I mean, it was a perfectly competently made movie, and it was a video game movie too. And that's pretty big because the only video game movies we hear about are the Uwe Boll movies, like House of the Dead and like, what the fuck was that other movie called? Like Dungeons in the Name of the King, Dungeon Siege Story or something, some shit like that. And what other? Postal, I think, was another Uwe Boll movie.
Nerd alert. Nerd alert. Nerd alert.
What's wrong?
Nerd alert. Nerd alert.
Oh, I see what you're... Okay, never mind. I'll just keep my mouth shut.
You know, I never saw Airbender, and I never saw Warcraft because it's not my style of movie. It kind of reminds me of, like, Lord of the Rings, and that's not really my... Like, Hobbit. Dude, I watched the first two Hobbit movies, and I was like, I'm not watching the third one.
Well, Lord of the Rings, you know, had a pretty, you know, wide appeal, but the Warcraft movie, it's like... It's to a very specific audience. You know, it's one of those niche movies, and either you get it or you don't. So there were a lot of people that were really, you know, left out of it who, you know, or maybe they took a chance to see it, but, you know, they're not a part of that niche audience. So, of course, they're going to give it a bad rating or a bad review, you know?
Yeah, I get that. True. I get that. I don't know. What are you looking for? Lisa, do you go to movies a lot?
Yeah. I used to. I haven't in a long time. Just because, you know, I've been really busy. Oh, wait a minute. I saw a movie recently.
What's that?
Oh, which one?
I saw Finding Dory.
Oh, my God.
Finding Dory. It was so cute. But I saw it at the Sundance Kabuki Theater in... San Francisco's Japantown, and it was a really nice experience. And I got a little funny story. So they have a little bar there. So before the movie started, I went and I got a drink, and there was a drink called Dory, and it was like this little like blue drink. It was so sugary, ugh. And it had like a little yellow lemon on it. It was like $1 million, and so I got two of those, one for me and one for my friend who it was her birthday, so I treated her. And then so I paid the guy, and then like I just walked away, and he's like, wait a minute, miss, your drinks. And I was like, oh, sorry, I forgot I bought drinks. And then he was like, you just had a Dory moment. And I was like, oh, snap.
You know, I've never actually seen Nemo all the way through. I've seen clips of it back in the day. Like, do I need to watch Nemo to watch Dory?
Yes, you do. It's a must. It's such a cute movie. And Finding Dory was a really cute sequel. And it was really well made. And all the technology that went into it was amazing. It was a really great picture.
Yeah, Pixar is amazing what they can do.
Yes!
Ellen DeGeneres?
You have that kind of praise, and you still haven't seen Finding Nemo.
I've seen clips of it. Like, I've seen bits and pieces of it, but I never sat down and watched Nemo. No, I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? Cute.
Very condescending. Dude. Yeah, no, maybe I'll get to that one day. Maybe I'll watch Nemo. I feel like the older I get, I'm not that old, but I feel like I don't have time. Sometimes I do have time, but I feel like I don't. I convince myself I don't have time. Do you guys ever get this? Like, where you convince yourself you have less time than you actually do?
Well, all the time. There's not enough hours in the day to, you know, get the stuff done that I want to. And especially for work, too. It's like there's just not enough hours at work for me to do everything that I want to do. And then I'm wiped out by the time I get home, and I have some, you know, issues with my hips too. So it's like I just come home and I just relax and, you know, and I just veg out and I prepare for the next day. But, you know, it's not a whole life, especially when you're tired. So I've been getting some help with that from my doctor. So it's off to a good start.
See, lately I've been having this thing where I wake, like I set my alarm for 2:30 every day, and I wake up and I may not even be, I mean, I'm like, I can't move, I can't do any, I was trying to not drink coffee, but I'm like sluggish, trying to pull myself out of bed. So in the meantime, I'm on social media, and like the next thing I look at my clock, it's like an hour and a half later, and I haven't even gotten really up, like awake, my body's like fucked up. And so I don't know, I've been drinking coffee the last couple days to like get me out of that mode. But once I get out of that mode, when I drink coffee, my brain goes on high alert mode where it's like spinning 100 miles per hour and I can't concentrate. And I don't know, man. I'm fucked up, guys.
Well, maybe you have ADD. Were you ever diagnosed with it?
No, I'm diagnosing myself with it. I have it 100%. I'm positive I have it. I know I have it. I am a crackhead, like literally, like not on drugs, but I am a crackhead, like naturally. I can't like slow it down. It's either I'm in super slow, can't move mode, or I'm in super hyperactive, can't stop mode. No in between.
I'm always on slow mode unless there's something that I'm interested in. But most of the time I'm just like freaking like couch potato, and it takes me a long time to get out of the morning, to get up in the morning. But then once I do, it's like, you know, it's a slow start, but you know.
In the winter time was great for me because I wake up, I throw on my my shorts, a white shirt, I throw on my running shoes, and I'd run around the canal right here. It's a half mile each way, so I'd run like 2 laps. I'd run like 2 miles, and the endorphins from running, I'm up, I'm awake, I'm alert, I'm feeling great. And then all of a sudden it gets into the 90s and it's 100. Now it's like 103. So I'm like, I'm not running. I'm not doing that shit. I can't do that stuff.
You have to get up really early to do that.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, but since I sleep during the day, it's like I can't go do that. Right? I don't get off work till 7 or 8 o'clock. So I can't do that in the morning and then go to sleep because my heart would just be pumping. I'll just be up till 9 a.m. So I wake up in the afternoon when it's already hot and it kind of sucks.
Oh, no, that's no bueno. Then you fry like egg on the sidewalk.
You see what you got to look forward to, Arlie?
What?
You see what you have to look forward to?
What do I have to look forward to?
Just being a fucking slug, man. You want to be a slug? You're just a couple years from it, dude.
Oh, God. I do not want to be a slug. I'm actually kind of worried about myself because I feel like if I have way too many things to have to look forward to, I feel like I might burn myself out. Like, I read this book called "I Am Dying Up Here." I think it was a book about stand-up comedy from the 70s, and there's this comedian called Steve Lubetkin, I think was his name, who pretty much had that. Like, he tried to do everything, never got the attention of his other comedian friends. He himself, so like he went to the top of a building, and I think he like plummeted close to where the Comedy Store is in LA, I think.
Ooh. Adios mio.
And I don't want that to be me. I do not want that to be me.
Yeah, I don't want that to be you either, man. Stay away from the top of the building.
I'm not going to go to the top of the building.
Okay, it's weird because some like comedians will just instantly hit it, and then some will struggle. It's with every kind of entertainment is like that. Podcasting, Like, you know, you can, some podcasts will just hit and they just have a bunch of listeners and they'll get sponsors. Some of them will just struggle and struggle. Every you know, comedians and actors, and I know some really cool actors, actresses. Personally, I know them, and it's like, I can't wait till they just make it and get in there full time. You know, like it's. I don't know what I'm talking about, dude. Tell me to shut up whenever you want, dude. This is your show.
No.
It's your show.
Keep on talking.
You guys, yeah, but I've been drinking, so my talking isn't making sense. And I think I drank it all. I don't know. I didn't have any plans for this. I just want to hang out, you guys.
I guess if there's anything I look forward to, it's that I'll eventually, like, I'll start working in the film industry. I'll start working on some projects and have some scripts I've been working on.
You're going to work in the film industry? Your thing is that big? You're like a, you got a 13-incher or what?
What?
Wait, hold on.
Oh, not that kind of film industry.
Cochino.
No, not that one.
The Arlo Python, man.
That's your new stage name, son.
Yeah.
That's how you're going to pay for college.
Yeah, dude, that's how you're going to pay for college. Or you can shit that brick, like you said. What would you do one day if you're, like, you're sitting on the toilet, you're just like, oh my god, this is like really hard, like tough, and then all of a sudden you're like, ah, it's much, and then just like a fucking brick falls out, right? Gold brick. What are you gonna do with that gold brick? You gonna pick it up or just flush it?
It's a fucking gold brick. I wouldn't trash that shit.
Your body produced it, man. Can't be real gold. It's gonna be fool's gold.
Well, then I have to check. For sure. I would have to check for sure, because that's a lot of money. I could pay off my loans. I could go to Hawaii and shit. Like, fucking whatever.
Oh, I would love to go to Hawaii. It's one of those things that I know I'll probably never do, but I would love to do it.
Well, why wouldn't you?
I don't know. I'm a failure, guys. I need to, like, do something in my life where I can go, you know what? I want to take a vacation.
You should. But, you know,
yeah, definitely.
That's my dream. I can't wait. One day I just want a job where I can take a vacation.
Oh my god, you don't get vacation?
I do. I get I do take a vacation every year, but it's only like 1 week, and I just stay home because I just want to do nothing for my vacation.
Oh yes,
I'm a hermit though, guys. I think like
staycation.
That's what, yeah. I'm like, here's a week. I don't have to do shit. Fuck yeah. I'm going to make a stew. I'm going to. I do. I'll make a stew because I have all 8 days. I mean, I have 8 hours to throw that in the slow cooker. Like, I made a stew. I'll make a stew or some chili or something, like, every year.
Ooh, I'm hungry.
Right? I go yeah.
Private university. So, I think one time we were just having dinner. I don't know. It was some kind of. It's like for the fraternity, I think. I'm not going to mention the fraternity yet because I don't want to incriminate them.
You're in a fraternity? But,
I'm in the active from the fraternity right now.
You're in a sorority, I thought. But,
no, I'm not in a sorority. You can't do that. Unfortunately, you can't do that. I mean, I can't wait for the day when we can actually do that, but right now, we can't do that.
Pretty soon, the way everything's working nowadays, this whole gender, no genderless thing, you can just be in a sorority. Pretty soon, it'd be like, yeah. It'd be equal rights to be in a sorority. You know, you can't say no, right?
I wonder when that's actually going to, like, when that actually is going to happen. I'm sure it's probably going to happen pretty soon. But yeah, I think everybody, because I think they're from, like, really rich families, are talking about, oh, I'm going to go to the Europe for my winter break. And it's like, winter break is like 4 weeks. I'm going to go to Europe. Oh, I'm going to go to Germany. Wow. And I was just sitting next to this guy. And I don't know why I had this thought, but I nudged him, like, on the shoulder. And I said, you know what I'm going to do for my 4 week vacation?
I'm going to play Nintendo Classic.
I'm going to masturbate the whole time.
he's like
watch out for that chafing.
Do you need company?
I do not need company. It was a joke, but he never heard me talk like that, so he didn't know how to respond.
Oh, I love that, dude. I love when you're like, you're like cool with somebody, but you haven't like just crossed the line. You just do it and you don't really get the response that you expected. It's just kind of like a flat face, like, what? You're going to masturbate the whole time? That's gross. Why'd you just tell me that? Instead of being like, ah, it's funny. You're going to masturbate the whole time.
Well, if they don't laugh, then they're not your friends.
That's just what I was thinking.
Yeah, my friends know I'm a fucking idiot. I am the biggest idiot ever. I say all this shit that crosses the line. I know where the line's at, but I decide to stay on the opposite side I should be on, you know. Unless I'm around my mom and my grandma, I stay right on the line. Other than that, I like to dance. I like to do the Macarena right on the line.
Hey, Macarena.
All right.
Bye. I still remember that stupid dance. Lord, help me.
When was that popular? Because I remember it, but I probably wasn't
that. That was 90s, really young. For sure, right?
Definitely the 90s, yeah.
Yeah, it was like mid-90s. I was 13, and I was one of our electives in eighth grade was dance. So I took dance, and we learned the Macarena. Yes, it's like the equivalent to my parents learning the hustle in school. Like, it's like, really? Lord,
that's like,
give me the strengths.
That's like if you played Dance Dance Revolution for your physical education.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we had bowling, actually, for PE in high school.
Oh, that's really cool. Like, a legit bowling? Well, not like a whole alley, but like...
No, yeah, we just walked a couple blocks over to the bowling alley in like the shopping center that was right next to our high school, and yeah, bowling.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, well, you went out to like the quad right in the middle of the school. You set up like 10 freshmen. You had them stand in the, you know, you had them stand in the diamond or the triangle shape, and you just threw trash cans at them.
Trash can bowling.
High school's weird. You guys ever wish you could go back and just do it all over the right way and then see how your life was different?
Possibly. Yeah. But then no, because I had a lot of fun making a lot of mistakes and learning a lot about life.
I always think, like, if I went back, like, with what I know now, right? Like, I would be more open. I would do stuff like drama class and what I would do fun stuff, and I wouldn't be so scared. My anxiety wouldn't have just kept me in. Like I just floated through high school. I'd keep my head down while the teacher was doing their thing. I'd just put my head down and sleep. I didn't pay attention. I turned my homework in last minute just so I barely passed, as long as I didn't fail. That was like basically me in high school. I wish I could go and do that all over again. And you know, like back in high school, the 90s, my high school was from 95 to 8. 95 to 98, and it wasn't like the kids back then were getting tested for AD&D, but I know I have ADD, right?
They were. I got diagnosed when I was 8 by a specialist.
Huh. You know, I wish I would have like spoken up about how retarded I was. Can't use the R word, guys, so I'm going to edit that out. I wish I would have spoken out about how dumb I was.
Oh, I love that Rick and Morty clip about the word retarded.
It's like that's the words we use, but now it's like everyone's so PC. We have to be so... you know what I mean? Yeah. Like I just want to talk how I talked. I mean, that's how I talked when I'm talking with my grandma. She'd probably say that. Like, if you knew what my grandma calls, like, these big, like, nuts, like these peanuts, like, it's a racist term, but it's just how they called them back in the day. I'm not going to repeat it on this podcast.
I know that term.
Yes, and it's so funny because I go, what are these, grandma? These are what?
I'm going to look this up. I feel like I've heard this before.
Heard what?
The other way of calling peanuts?
No, something toes.
Maybe I shouldn't look this up. I'll look it up later.
It's just the way people talk. People are dumb. I don't know. It's so funny. It just, now everyone's so sensitive and got to speak correctly. Oh, shit, I'm going to say retarded. That's just.
Well, I mean, it's not, you know, it's not about. Well, I mean, I think it is, you know, keeping, you know, people's, you know, feelings in mind. I mean, I've had to learn, over the years to really edit myself and what I put out there, because what I put out there is how people perceive me. You know, like sometimes my words are, you know, it's the first thing that, you know, people get to know about me. And, you know, it's my first impression sometimes, you know, whether it's over the phone or via email. So I always try to be conscious of all of that, you know.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's a time and place for everything. But, yeah, like, you know.
So. And like, I think people aren't going to assume that you're being malicious against,
Well, I mean, you never know.
Some but using that word. Are.
Well, look, yeah. There's two words. You got advanced or retarded. And somehow the word retarded became a thing where people associate it with, like, I guess you can associate it with, like, Down syndrome, stuff like that. But maybe it's just a word we used. Like, when I grew up in 80s, 90s, we just used gay. Everything that sucked was gay. Like, that's gay. It's not like that's homosexual. It's just that's gay. That's the way we use it. Now when you say that, yeah. someone like looks at you like, what'd you say?
Well, technically, it's being used as a slur. You know, same thing with, like, the word retarded. The word retarded, I think the origin is French. And I'm going to Wikipedia this.
Yeah, Wikipedia that. Let's find out. I want to know. Let's learn something
because,
today.
I mean, it was used to describe somebody who was, like, developmentally slow. And then over the time, it just turned into a slur, like a lot of other things. You know, they have, you know, very simple origins to, you know, mean one thing, and then people take it in a totally different direction, and then it becomes widely used as a slur.
You're like bundle of sticks.
Yes, like that one.
Just like that one. Or a cigarette. Like that one. Can't say that.
No, you cannot say that.
So stuff like that. Yeah, I'm looking up the... Okay, so this is what retard means. It's delay or hold back in terms of progress, development, or accomplishment. So that's what it actually means. But then, you know, people turned it into this really, really terrible thing. And like I said, it was, you know, being used as a slur.
So don't yes. judge me for the things I say. I say some dumb things. And
But you're not malicious, though, in that, you know. And then sometimes, too, depending on the generation, we just get used to saying certain things. Because when we were growing up, it was just accepted. And but we have to evolve with the times and continue to grow. So, you know, that's, you know, but you mean you can say certain things in the company of friends, you know, within reason, I believe. So I'm so boring.
Within the company of friends, you can say whatever you want.
Technically,
you guys should see me.
Oh, someone called you out on it.
You guys should see me at work. Seriously, you should see me at work. The shit that I say and do, even around my boss and my coworkers, it's hilarious. I don't even want, I won't talk about it on the podcast, but I'll definitely talk about it afterward. Like, I am totally crossing the line all the time. It's so funny, and people are like, if people who know me just know, like, oh, Sean's gonna do and say some weird shit. I mean, this podcast that I do right here, I say some weird stuff, but I definitely stop myself at like 75%. That other 25% is chaos and shit that I can't get away with saying. I mean,
is that your id, Sean?
What
is that, your id?
My id?
Yeah, your id.
What's id?
Your alter ego.
My alter ego? My id?
I might be using the wrong... Maybe I think a superego? Like the unfiltered...
Yeah.
Superego.
I always have a little pop filter. Here's my life talking through the podcast normally. Here's my life without my filter. It sounds like this. But I have to clean it up a little bit so it sounds good like this. I can't just go raw dog at the mic. That's my life, guys. Can't go raw dog at the mic, right? You guys, let's do some shout-outs.
Yes.
Yeah. It's party time, people. I'm going to shout it out. Tell my friends what it's all about. Making love in the streets, in between the sheets. Going to shout them homies out.
It's the Horribly Awkward Podcast. It's a shout-out segment of the show. So shout out the people you know. Let's make love grow on the Horribly Awkward Show.
Hey, so thank you to Jason. You guys, Jason from the 3S Comedy Podcast made that jingle for me. Actually, I asked Jason, hey, can you make me a shout-out thing? And he made me three. So that's the one that Arlie and Lisa just picked right now. It's called Shout Out Now. And that's the one that they picked that they liked the best out of the three. But they said all three of them were fucking kick-ass. So also, yes. Big shout-out to actor Lou Temple, who was on a couple weeks ago. I forgot to plug him last week. But yeah, Lou Temple from everything from Walking Dead to The Lone Ranger to all my favorite Rob Zombie movies. Go check his episode out a couple episodes back. Also, shout-out to Goodnight Sunrise, who was on last week. Really cool indie rock band from Toronto, and I played two of their songs, Familiar Faces and Deal With It, which was an awesome podcast. It was very short and sweet and to the point, and we didn't get to do improv, and I was talking to Vanessa on Twitter, and she said she's got to come back so we can do improv. I'm like, yeah, we got to do improv, duh, let's do it! Nice. Also, big shout out to Rob from Random Ramblings with Rob.
Love
that guy. Yeah, I'm Mr. Walmart. I hang out in the Walmarts and I do a lot of things. And I just retired at the beautiful age of 36 or 34. I'm young and Lisa's got to go. Be right back. You can't do that yet. Hold on. Hold on, Lisa, because you're going to have to do shout outs. Also, big shout out to Zyme, a.k.a. Enzyme Dynamite. He just actually started a podcast, and he said, I was the inspiration.
Oh, sweet.
Check out his podcast. Brand new podcast. I'm not sure if there's only one episode out, but there might only be, but they touch a lot of topics. It's really cool. His podcast is called Karate Park. Hi-ya! Great, great, great show. Actually, I was impressed by the one episode they put out. Hopefully, he starts pumping out some more because, dude, Enzyme is a creative mind, and I love that when people are creative and they just get a ramble on a microphone. Lisa, before you go, take a pee-pee break, who do you want to give a shout-out to? I know you got some shout-outs to give.
Let me see here. I got my girls. I want to give a shout-out to my girl who I share my butterfly box of realness with. You know who you is. And then little shy girl out in the valley. Orale, what's up? And then I want to give a shout-out to my papi chulo. You know who you is. I'm going to be playing some oldies for you tonight. No, just kidding. I don't have a papi chulo in my life. Like, I really don't.
Sancho.
Yeah, no, that's not happening. Who else? Let's see here. Let's see. Oh, Cheesy, my other half. Let me see here. Oh, and Gimme My Pig. Hello, and let's see who else.
I'm so lost. Life. Cheesy and Give Me My Pig.
Give Me My Pig. And Pila Padusa. Yeah, no, yeah, no. Yeah. Do it again one more time. That's my Robert Plant impression. You're welcome. And yeah, I mean, that's really about it.
Shout out to Pops.
My dad, my mom. If it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah, shout out to your dad for not strangling me like in your front yard back in the day when I was just like hoodlum with blue hair.
You weren't really a hoodlum. You were kind of a dork. Let's be real.
I was a stinky dork. I had nasty athlete's feet, and my feet looked like permanent sponges back then. Just nasty. It's gross.
Yeah, definitely my mom, my dad, my family. Hey, and well, I think that's about it. Let's see, am I leaving anybody else out?
And this is why I write these notes down before I do this, because I would always forget what I'm supposed to say.
Well, why didn't you tell me you were going to do this? I would have written it down. I would have had something prepared. But no, I sound like a dumbass going like, let me see, who else? Oh, I don't have friends. I have like three people I know.
Yeah, give a shout out to me.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, boy! Well, I guess Flavor Flav's in the house.
Oh,
Flavor Flav! Yeah, boy! Right, go ahead. Do your thing, Lisa. We'll finish up. Arlie's got about 18 minutes to do shout-outs because he's got a big list.
Okay. I'll be right back.
Arlie, go!
All right. Shout out to my little brother. My little brother Gary Rodriguez. He's the light of my life. He's awesome. He's part of the reason why I'm podcasting today. Shout out to Laser Time. They're the more professional reasons why I podcast today. They've got a whole podcast network full of other podcasts. They're fucking awesome. LaserTimePodcast.com. You again, web series Andre and Zach. They were the first people ever contacted me to do an interview for a podcast. They're incredible, and I want to bring them back as soon as possible. I already had Zach back for an episode of video games, but want to bring them both back because why not? Shout out to Random Ramblings with Rob. He contacted me just because Random was in our names in both of our podcasts.
Random!
And he's an awesome guy. Shout out to Holly Rose from Ray Gun and Starburst, the British radio sci-fi comedy. I think they just funded their second season. It should be coming out maybe next month or something like that. And she was great to talk to. Shout out to the Tattooed Bananas podcast. I did an episode with them a few weeks ago, and they actually sent me a promo for their show, which I'm editing onto the show I'm posting tonight with my other shout out, Josh O from the Josh O podcast.
Josh O, what a great dude, man. He reminds me of Chris Rock.
Oh God, you're right about he was our conversation about stand up comedy. I'll just go ahead and shout out the episode that I did with him. Excellent, really great conversation about stand up comedy. Shout out to this motherfucker right over here because I also recorded an episode with him that's coming out next week.
Who's this motherfucker? I'm looking around for this motherfucker. Where's this motherfucker?
Sean from Horribly Awkward, of course. Shout out to all my friends and family, from friends from college, friends from high school, my family. Oh, I guess my family, I mean my mom and some of my cousins and aunts and people like that, because they're the nice people. Some of the men from my family are not that nice. I'm just being honest. And shout out to, gosh, I don't know, my future wife, whoever that may be.
Dude, you did pretty good for just going off the cuff of that. And big, huge shout out to Josh, dude. Josh O, I'm going to eventually podcast with him, but Josh is so fucking positive.
It's going to be an awesome episode. I can't wait.
He is always positive, sending out positive. He'll send me messages happy Monday, dude. I hope your Monday is a great one. I'm yeah, I guess now. No one ever sent me a message saying happy Monday. Way to start your work week off. Yeah, happy, positive vibes. Josh is cool. Josh does not use curse words, even in his everyday life, which is incredible. And he's a stand-up comedian. That's so awesome, dude.
That's amazing.
Yeah, big huge shout out to Josh, man. Happy Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. man, that was a lot of energy, man. That was a lot of energy and shout outs. That was great.
Thank you, sir.
I'm gonna take a nap.
You're taking a nap? Yeah, oh man, you want some more milk?
Yeah, I would like some milk. Almond milk, please. Vanilla flavored, 30 calorie.
Oh, are you lactose?
No, because almond milk, your milk has so much calories. You drink eat a bowl of cereal, and it's the calories of the cereal is whatever. Then you add the milk, and you know 1,000 calorie bowl of cereal? Because I want a big ass bowl of cereal. I want it to barely fit in. I want it to fit in a big ass Tupperware bowl. That's all I want. Eat my cereal. So almond milk takes out a couple hundred calories.
Well, you can do skim milk.
What is skim milk?
Fat-free?
No, I just go, seriously, if you buy almond milk you buy the almond milk that's the vanilla flavored, it's almost just milk. And with cereal, you can't even tell the difference.
No, it's not. It's, no. No, Sean, no. No, I'm just going to keep it real.
Yeah, no. Let's keep it real. I think it's pretty close. You guys, Arlie hasn't seen me, but Lisa, you seen me when I was 300 pounds. I was a big dude.
Were you 300 pounds?
I was 300 pounds when I started my diet on January 1st, 2012.
You did not. Well, you're tall too, so it's you carried it all pretty well. So it was kind of, I didn't know you were 300 pounds. I thought maybe you were two something.
Yeah, but you're like 298, you know?
299.5.
Yeah, I was a big guy. Yeah, 2012, I decided to like just change that. And yeah, I lost 120 pounds, which was incredibly
amazing.
Hard.
Jeez.
Just like, how much do you weigh, Arlie? Probably like 120 pounds, like one of you.
145.
Just almost like one of you, man. Like, it's like if I had to carry you around on my back every day, like, it hurts.
Oh my gosh. I can only imagine.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Yeah, I got, I think my heaviest I got up to.
That's not condescending?
15.
Did that sound condescending?
No, nothing sounds condescending to me. You can be deliberately condescending, and I'm okay with it. Go ahead. I'm gonna give you 30 seconds to say the worst shit you can say about me, and we'll all laugh about it. Go. Ready? Go now.
Sean, I thought it was really fucking bullshit that you made me play the Barney song as the ending song for our podcast. I was incredibly embarrassed. I was ashamed. I was ashamed of myself as a podcaster. I was absolutely offended because people actually gave time to think about the selections, and you made me play a Barney song that I hadn't think about, that I hadn't thought about for years, and then I had a mental breakdown because I hadn't thought about my childhood in many, many years. Sean, I has it been 30 seconds already?
No, but that's so funny. I remember, yeah, so that podcast, when does that air? Next week?
That airs next week.
So, yeah, at the very end, you're like, pick a song that we can end the show off with. I'm like, Barney cleanup song. I can't wait. Did you edit anything out?
I did not. I edited absolutely nothing except the music.
Okay, guys. Arlie is very self-conscious, and he edits shit. And I was like, no, dude, you're not editing shit out. We're going to leave all this stuff in, and you're going to play a Barney song because that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to make you more confident about... It, you don't have to be perfect, dude. I think it's great. I can't wait to hear it. I'm actually really excited to hear it. I can't wait till it comes out.
Awesome. Yeah. I mean, the thoughts that you gave me actually got I put into account when I was editing Josh's episode because I actually had edited a lot less than I normally would have. I actually didn't make many cuts at all. So I'm keeping that in mind. I also kept that in mind when I talked with Tattooed Bananas, and I'm going to keep that in mind when I do my other interviews. I think you're absolutely right. I think I should be more human on the podcast. Still not human, but you know, more willing to make mistakes.
Dude, yeah, it's all about mistakes, man. Did you go in there like cut out like certain like let me cut out this little group of words right here? I do that sometimes. When I'm doing intros, like if I have to do an intro, a solo intro, I record like 80 times because I'm like, this sounds stupid. I'm like, you know, it just doesn't sound right, and then I'll edit it and tighten it up. And And on the podcast, all I do is the only part I tighten up is the improv shit, so it fits tighter in that intro. But that's basically it. I'm a dumbass. If you're listening, you know I'm a dumbass. And if you stick around, it's because you're probably a dumbass too. And I love you for that. Some people just aren't smart enough to realize that some people aren't smart enough to listen to. And those are my people.
We are your people, Sean.
Yeah,
I'm a full dumbass.
Yeah, exactly. Arlie, you were a little bit choppy right there. Cut your mic.
Cut my mic?
For just a little bit.
Like, turn it off?
Just your
Hello?
Mic.
Hello?
No, not your mic. Your camera. Sorry. Don't cut your mic because I don't want to just see you like, wow.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Okay, so now we've gotten to this part of the podcast. This is the part of the podcast where, you know what? Lisa's already done some of the rapid-fire questions, and I don't really do rapid-fire questions anymore, but I'm going to ask a couple of questions to Arlie because he hasn't done them.
All right.
Arlie, so who is your celebrity crush? We have to know.
Ellen Page.
Ellen Page.
I know she's gay, but still Ellen Page. Ellen Page.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Hard Candy or whatever it was?
I've heard of that. I've heard how disturbing but really good that one is. I really want to check that one out.
Good.
Yeah, watch that movie. That's where she like that was a weird movie. She had like a boy haircut and she lured this dude who was like a pedophile, and it's really interesting what they do. It's mostly a dialogue movie where there's not a lot's happening. You just it's really cool, and it goes to some really twisted places that I'd rather you just like stone. I'd rather you watch it and figure out what those places are, but watch it, dude. It's really good. Mm.
I'll definitely check that out. Yeah.
Really good. So what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you say Horribly Awkward Podcast?
Sean. I think of you, Sean.
Aww.
Oh, I was like touching a little bit.
The feels.
Let me cut my mic so I can touch myself.
Yes.
nasty ass.
Dude, if you can go back in time to when you were a kid and tell yourself one thing, what would it be? You're practically a kid anyway.
Masturbation is nothing to be ashamed of.
Yeah, it's, I mean, that's right. Are you going to shake your own hand? Really... Like, when you do that, you're going to shake your own hand? Like, your dirty, nasty hand?
No, I'm not
going to
shake my own hand. I'm not going to shake my own hand. No, I'm not going to do that.
What's your all-time favorite movie, dude?
Toy Story.
Toy Story, the first one.
The first one, yep, the first one.
Toy Story is so good. The third one, man, so touching, man. It brought like tears to my eyes. I wanted to cry. And if you legitimately saw Bigfoot in the woods, you and your buddies are out there, and you saw him, you were the only one who saw them, because no one was looking in that direction, would you tell them, or just think, everyone will think you're crazy?
I actually wouldn't tell anybody, because it's like a one in a million, one in a billion thing, so no, I probably wouldn't tell anybody. I'd probably keep that to my grave. Maybe I'll tell my wife, but nobody else.
You would, like, not tell anybody you just saw fucking Bigfoot? He gave you the finger, too. He's like, fuck you.
I just couldn't. I don't think anyone ever believed me.
That's true. You know, that's a good answer. Everybody says they'll tell everybody, but I'm like, think of yourself actually in the situation. Are you really going to tell? Like, I was sitting on my porch, and I was looking up. It was, you know, Christmas Eve. I saw Santa Claus. I saw him on the roof. I saw Santa Claus. Like, for
Honey,
real, I saw him.
You were on mushrooms. Let's be real.
No, I've been sober for 27 years. I was having a good cup of coffee, so I'm alert. I'm awake. And Santa Claus is up there just throwing presents down there. He's, like, making it rain presents down the chimney. Just making it rain. And you're going to tell people. You're like, no. Like I want to tell everybody. Lisa.
Yeah.
I want to tell you something. This is as serious gets. I was running around the, like I said, I just sometimes I jog around the canal, and I saw UFO land. UFO landed. This alien got out. He's like, I don't know what he said. It was all in subtitles. I couldn't understand it. It wasn't even English subtitles. He got back in his UFO and he took off. Nobody around saw.
Right.
See, that's exactly right. But I'm serious. I'm dead fucking serious.
Oh, really? I think it's time we readjust your medication.
My caffeine and alcohol medication doses might be a little skewed. I need to change those.
Did you guys see the Simpsons episode? It was like a Treehouse of Horror when Kang and Kodos abducted Homer, and yes. They sprayed rum on his shirt and saying, "And yep. Why are you spraying with rum? So no one will believe your stories." And then they pushed him off. Pushed him off the spaceship.
Yep, that was a pretty good episode too.
I haven't watched Simpsons in years, but it's still like classic, and I know it is. I'm not even into. Rarely am I even into any. I'm not into any sitcoms. I don't watch anything like that. I'm more into the in-depth, like, story, the continuous stories. I don't like procedurals. I don't like watching any of these crime things where they have a crime and they solve it in one episode. It doesn't interest me at all. I like these slow dramas, these deep, dark dramas. Mr. Robot, fuck, it's a fantastic show.
Dude, Penny Dreadful.
Penny Dreadful.
I just finished, they just put it on Netflix, and I, like, killed two seasons, like, within probably, like, maybe, like, a couple of weeks.
I've seen the whole first season. What's the girl, Eva Green? Is that her
name?
Yes. She is awesome.
I love her. I love her. She's fantastic. And did you know she's a twin?
She's a twin?
Yeah, she's a twin.
Hmm.
Yeah, huh. And she's, like, she is French too.
Let's see, twin. Oh, first thing he put up is twin sister. Like, twin sister. That's the first thing that pops up in Google.
Google, you're so insightful.
They are fucking identical twins, yes.
Well,
younger. I'm looking at a teenager picture. Like, yeah, I guess. That's kind of hard to see. So no, yes, and yes, and no, yes, yes. I want to say yes. They look pretty damn close.
Well, you can tell they're related.
She's got like that permanent like suicide girl heroin look. Like, I'm a heroin girl. Like, I love it.
Which one?
Both of them.
both of them do.
She's got that kind of like droopy, like, I'm depressed and you guys love me because I'm down. Like, yeah, I love it. I love that look.
There's something weirdly attractive about that look because it always, because it, you know, you always feel more attracted to something if you're, if they reject you or if they openly reject you or if they openly hate you.
Kind of. You know, or you're like, I'm above this chick. She's dirty and she doesn't have no direction in life. Like I am. She looks up to me. I love her.
People always want what they can't have.
People are, they want broken things they could try to fix, right?
Oh yes.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'm not much for project relationships. I'm like, you need to come trained and fixed. If not, you can kick rocks.
Trained and fixed.
Like dog. But aren't men like dogs? No, just kidding. No.
Yeah, when Lisa saw me in high school, like seriously, she came after me like a bloodhound on blood. Like seriously, I had no choice. I would say no, leave me alone. I don't like you. You're funny.
You did not. You were all about it.
And like, she's like, yeah. Here's this project. I'm gonna try to fix it.
Yeah. No. Not so much.
Oh, fun times. I can't, like, I love reminiscing on old school shit. Like, I was weird back then.
Oh my God. So I have a funny story about that, too. I put it on your Facebook, on that picture.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, about how we looked like freaking Bobsy twins. It was kind of embarrassing looking back. We both had... like dark eyebrows and bleach blonde hair that was like breaking and practically falling off. And we both had like the same kind of like grungy look and we skated. And
went to Sears to take pictures.
We went to Sears to take pictures. Lame. But yeah, so you were in the dentist's office and we're just sitting there, we're just chilling, like we're just like chit chatting and just, you know, whatever, waiting for you to get in for your appointment. And then this Mexican family walks in and they started speaking Spanish. And the mom was like, oh, you know, because her kids were rambunctious, it was like a girl and a boy. And she was like, oh, why can't you guys get along like that, brother and sister? Like she thought we were brother and sister. So I knew I speak Spanish, so I was like, I'm about to turn this up. So then I leaned over and I kissed Sean. And then to look at her face, she looked like she saw a ghost. And I think she kind of regretted what she said to her kids.
I can't wait to be like that, brother and sister.
She was probably thinking to herself, white people, so disgusting. Gringos cochinos. That's what she was saying to herself.
Yeah, at least
dying. Catch your breath.
Incredible.
Yeah, Lisa would always get all those Mexicans who would always like talk about her when she was right there because she looked like a white girl, but she was fluent in Spanish. So.
I'm half white, but I was raised with my Mexican family, so I grew up, you know, speaking Spanish. My grandma didn't really speak English that well, except...
Yeah, I remember. Pinche güero, go home!
Yeah, or like, she, you know, what was... Oh, yeah, so she had, difficulty saying the word bitch, so she would say beach. So whenever, she would hear me say, the word beach in a sentence, she would smack me. And I'm like, no, grandma, beach como la playa, not like beach como bitch. And then she smacked me again. It was a situation. Hashtag growing up Mexican.
I actually really liked looking at that hashtag. That was the first, I mean, I don't know. Well, I talked about this with Rob, but just how sometimes I forget I'm Hispanic.
What? And,
but reading that hashtag, I know, that's a weird thing to say.
Boy, you reading, hella brown.
I know, but reading that hashtag and then reading like all the stories that people were sending reminded me, oh yeah, I am Hispanic because I know all of these, all of them. I go, ha, ha, ha. and the funniest thing in the world to me, I could
I mean, right now, like, I'm watching a lot of comedies and I'm trying to become a better writer and all that stuff. But the funniest thing in the world to me, and it'll always be the same, is my brother saying bad Spanish bad words. Any day of the week, he says a Spanish bad word, like, oye puto, que pinche wey. It's like, I fucking die of laughter every single time. He also has an artistic way of saying it too. Like, he knows exactly how to say it and make me laugh. It's incredible.
Yeah, you have to have pretty good timing, to have it some comedic undertones. Looking back, a lot of the stuff was pretty hilarious. Having my grandma chase me around the house, pulling my hair, and desgraciada. Looking back now, I could see on the outside how that could be funny, especially with the stupid shit that I would always do. Like, I was just asking for it, like, to tell you the truth. And I'm just like, damn, I was a dick, but it was kind of funny, too.
You were just crazy little Mexican chick who wanted to be a white girl and bleached her hair all the way till it's dead in the roots, carried a skateboard, had like a purple or blue or green stripe or some colored hair. Like, you were crazy. You were just as crazy as I was. She's like, what the fuck is going on? Looking at me like some weirdo. I wore like JNCOs, like weird and the spiked. I would go, wallet chains and bleached hair and colored hair I was a weirdo. Like, no way I would let you hang out with me if I was your elder.
It was pretty funny, too, because I started to get into, alternative music when I was, I got into it in seventh grade, but then I was shipped off for my eighth grade year to live with one of my uncles in the Central Valley, and he was, all about that Chicano life. He was all about lowriders and oldies and, really being about the gente. And, and here I was, totally just, living in Hot Topic practically, listening to Nirvana and No Doubt. My uncle would be like, why are you listening to white people music for? And I'm like, duh. Like, have you not looked at me? Like, what the fuck? And he would just be like, oh my God. But it's like, I feel like when you're biracial, it's like you're living this duality. Like, yes, I can, be into what, all the white kids are listening to, but yeah, I can also be proud of my Mexican heritage. It's not listening to white people music. It's listening to the kind of music that I like. I like No Doubt, but I also like my
Macarena.
Not the Macarena. Are you kidding me? If I could smack you, I would, but I can't because we're on Skype.
La Bamba.
That's a good movie.
Let it go, let it go, let it go, 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 go.
I don't know the rest.
I know, neither do I. I just know how to hum it.
Yo no soy marinero.
Tu quiero mecos todos los días.
What?
Tu quiero mecos todos los días.
Mecos is not even a real word. Just so you know.
I don't know. Every time I say that, I'm around guys, their ears perk.
Well, just because that's what people believe. Or it could be slang.
You taught me that was a word.
It's probably slang from, a certain part of Mexico or Latin America that got brought up. But I've never really heard it used in regular...
A sentence? Yeah, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, me either. I mean, I don't want to hear it.
Although I did teach Misty a phrase. Oh, I forgot to give her a shout out, too.
Misty! Shout out to Misty!
I taught her a phrase and I didn't tell her what it meant. I was like, okay, repeat after me. Learn this phrase. She's like, okay. And then I was like, cuando no me baño. And she's like, cuando no me baño. And I said, mi trasera. And then she was like, mi trasera. And I said, huele a perro mojado. And she was like, huele a perro mojado. And I was like, good. Now say it all together. She was like, cuando no me baño, mi trasera huele a perro mojado. And then she was like, okay, what did I just say? And I said, when I don't bathe, my ass smells like wet dog. So she can still say that phrase really well.
My ass smells like wet dog when I do bathe.
Oh, boy, you got problems.
It's not a problem if
maybe
nobody's
not using
around.
The right type of shampoo.
Yeah, I shouldn't use
or
that.
Maybe you should just wipe your ass more often. Just saying.
I wipe it every week.
Dingleberry City.
Yeah, Dingleberry City.
Dingleberry City.
Yeah, I got a bidet. I love it, you guys. I just sit on top of that thing for like hours. It's so relaxing.
Wait, do you have one?
No, but I wish I did, though. I always want to feel like some water shooting up my ass.
Well, you can get an attachment for that. Did you know?
I know. It'd probably shoot the back. It'd probably, like me, it'd probably be like, it probably wouldn't even go where it's supposed to just shoot the back of my neck.
Or get your nuts, and then you fall and die.
Just right in the back of my nuts.
You just keel over, and like your roommate finds you pantsless, crying.
The bidet! I turned it all the way up. Oh, guys, man, I think we hit the end of the road.
All good.
I think so.
Yeah, we did. We're at an hour and a half.
Oh shit! Holy shit! All right, yeah.
Yeah, times it's fun, dude. Yeah, we're just chatting. Like I don't know. It's fun, dude. I like doing group calls sometimes because the time just goes and it just kind of flows and you just whatever shit happens. Oh god, yeah. Thanks, dude. I really appreciate you guys coming on. So before we go, let's do some wrap up.
Yeah.
Ayo, Freeman.
Yo, what's up, Iams?
Dude, what's left to do?
Got him, man. Wrap it up, son.
All right, well, my website is randomchatterings.weebly.com. My podcast, Random Chatterings, is on iTunes and Stitcher. You can find it by searching Random Chatterings, a silly podcast for silly people. The episode, I posted the episode with Josh O from the Josh O Show tonight.
Josh O!
So this would be what they say. Beaming! Is the Beaming! 17th. So, but maybe by the time you hear this episode, the episode with Sean will be out. That should be out next week.
This will be out tonight, episode. Dude. This will be out in like an hour.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't right. Put it out
next,
quick.
Next week is coming. Sean's episode is coming out. episode with the Tattoo Nails podcast is coming out the week after that. I have a lot of extra time because my school keeps fucking me up the asshole. So I might have some mini episodes coming along the way as well. I won't announce what those are yet because they keep changing. So, and I'm looking for more people to talk to. And check me out.
Check them out, guys. I have to say that, dude. Big shout out to you, man. Like, you know, you're just doing podcasts. You're getting people. You're talking to them. You ask good questions, and I kind of like your flow, man. It's just it's cool. It's it's actually kind of lame. I'll edit that out. But like, dude, like seriously, when are you gonna step your game up? Because podcasting shit is not working for you. It's kind of whack. Let me edit. I'm gonna edit that out. I'm coming back. Ready? Yeah, dude. I love your podcast, dude. It's really cool. You have cool guests and like, dude, man. No, seriously though. But your ambition as a youngster, like most podcasters are my age, and I think it's cool to see someone who's a whole decade younger than me just doing podcasts. Man, that's awesome.
I really appreciate that, especially from a professional like yourself to hear that kind of praise. It made me want to try even harder, like try to get guests that I wouldn't even know.
Hold on a second. I'm gonna wait for this to clear. I didn't hear anything you just said.
Hey, Sean, I'm in the bottom of a submarine. Can you hear me?
It's not clearing up. I was hoping to clear it up by the time I said all that shit. How you doing?
Wait, is it hello?
Yeah, it's
hello?
I can barely hear you.
It's sure. From all that masturbating.
when you masturbate, it sets your Wi-Fi off into like just off into abyss, man. Drowns that shit out. You can't do it that fast, dude. You gotta slow down. You're gonna get rug burned.
Oh god, right.
Go ahead, you're clear. Go ahead, man. Sorry, dude. I Arlie, your show's great, dude.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate that. Podcast listening to you.
Man, for the piss for the last 20 minutes, I've been holding it in.
Why, he's taking a dump?
Guys, you know what? That would be
awkward. I would have to clean it up though.
Guys,
I
weird.
Can't do that like it just like in a random room.
Well, if it's solid, you know, it won't be much cleanup.
That's true.
A lot of people have been saying my show's not as awkward. I'm like horribly awkward, but it's not even awkward at all. So I'm gonna start bringing like, fuck my recliner. I'm gonna put some wheels on a fucking toilet. I'm gonna just take shits on every episode. I'm gonna roll it out in the deck. I'm gonna be like, look down here, guys.
Hey, didn't someone we know take a dump in one of a display toilet in like a hardware store?
That sounds like it's gotta be like Ray or David or.
Or
Tim.
Or Usnansky.
Usnansky. Johnny Usnansky.
I think it was Johnny U.
Probably. Yeah, it sounds like some joke. John, I know you've never listened to my podcast because you don't want to fucking hear me, but hopefully you listen to this one. And dude, big shout you for possibly taking a fictional shit in a toilet.
In a display toilet.
Lisa, you want anybody to find you anywhere?
Yes. So if you want to see a very embarrassing picture of Sean when he was 17, you can find me on my Instagram at City Girl Confessions SF, all spaced in between except for the SF. That's together. And there's where you can find a very embarrassing picture of Sean and myself. But let's be real. I look really cute. So I'm just going to throw that out there. You can just, you know, look at, you know, go to my Instagram just to see me in like 1996. That was when I peaked. Let's be real there too.
So that's when we all peaked.
I was like 115 pounds, but like all ass. It was
all. Yes. Chris, my cousin Chris constantly reminds me of Lisa's big ass. Okay. So.
But it was kind of spectacular, like really, like it was before Kim K, it was before Jennifer Lopez. No, it wasn't actually, I lied. No, it was. So I was like the original big booty. It was beautiful. It like had its own zip code.
That OBB.
Its own cleanup crew.
You down with OBB? That's the original big booty for y'all. Yeah.
They didn't call me Big Booty Lisa for no reason in high school.
Yeah, no need for a backpack. I just set it on the back of my ass like a shelf. Just set it.
Oh, many a poems were written about my derriere. No, just kidding.
Yeah, awesome.
Should I say a shit story since we've been saying shit stories all day?
You go for it. Let's end us off with a shit story from Arlie.
Do it.
Well, you know how in elementary school we were always encouraged to go to the bathroom before class or after class and never during class?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yes.
So, unfortunately, I think I have a problem with authority. Not like the kind of, not like where I'm being like, when I'm trying to be, fuck, I cannot think of any words right now. You know, when I'm trying to oppose authority, but it's more like I'm just afraid of authority in general. So there was one time that I think I was in fourth grade or something, third grade or something like that. And it was in the middle of class and I had to shit really, really badly. But I tried to hold it in because it's you can't go during class and you can't ask because they're going to like badmouth you or whatever. But my rectum was going to do whatever it wants. So I had a missile in my shorts. And I started crying, and the professor and the teacher, excuse me, it wasn't college. And the teacher looked at me and said, "Did you just
the professor? You were in college?"
No, I was not in college. It was elementary school. I always say professor. I always like mix up professor and teacher because it's not the same thing. But I started crying. I said, "Yeah, like my pants." And then like one of my friends, he had to like walk me to the bathroom, and I was just remember that like, I was just carrying like a like an extra care package in my shorts. I was waddling to the bathroom.
Your care package is on arrival. Should arrive in T-minus 3 minutes.
And then you get like a little ding on your cell phone.
Dude, okay, guys, I just discovered a new channel. They have a Hulu show, I guess now. It's called Rocket Jump. Have you heard of this?
I have heard of this. Yeah.
Okay. Do yourself a favor, all the listeners and you too, after we get off this podcast, go on YouTube, look up Rocket Jump. You look up for a video called Pool Fart.
Oh, I think I know where this is going.
It's really awesome. Okay, anyways, guys, you guys can find me on the BS Podcast Network at bspodcastnetwork.com, along with all the other great shows. I was on Random Ramblings with Rob's podcast, episode number 28, which airs tonight. If you're listening to us on Sunday, it's tonight. And the episode is called They Call Him Imes. I don't know why he would say that. You know what I mean? Maybe I call myself Imes for no apparent reason. I don't know. But you guys can also find me on Twitter at @awkward_podcast. And you can find me at They Call Me Imes. That's my personal Twitter, along with my that's my gaming gamer tag. So if you want to play games or whatever, PlayStation, Xbox, PC, They Call Me Imes. That's what I am on all those. Leave me a voicemail, 510-600-3470. That's 510-600-3475. Leave me a voicemail. Oh, let's wait for these. Hold on, they're coming in for me. I get real nervous when it gets really loud. If it pulls in, you guys might have to cut this short. Okay, they're passing. Okay, cool.
Wait, safe. What was it?
The cops are coming.
Well, that's me.
Yeah, that's it. Forget it. I know there's more stuff to say, but I don't care. You guys, thanks for coming on the podcast. This was awesome.
Yes, definitely. So much fun.
Oh, always a lot of fun. We talked about Pokemon Go.
Dude, we got to do a threesome with like me and Rob. Hey. You know?
Well, actually, I told Rob he can come on tonight and join us if he wanted to, but he's doing his retirement thing and. Fucking retirement at 34, 35. Shut the fuck up. Come on, really? Oh my God. I should have joined the military.
That must be nice.
The Marines. I should have done. Yeah, like, I was like, retirement. He's like young, handsome black guy. Like, okay, I'm retiring. Like, fuck you, Rob.
Yeah, my brother retired from the army. Like, when was it? Like a few years ago. He's like in his like early 40s. Oh, no. Like, yeah, early 40s.
I did the wrong thing, guys. You know what I mean?
No. What? What do you mean you did the wrong thing?
Okay, Lisa, what have you learned on today's podcast? Let's switch subjects.
Don't Pokemon Go and drive. Yes. And. I think that was one of the biggest lessons I learned today. And
it's a good lesson, though.
Yes, I think that's the most valuable lesson that I learned from this. Don't Pokemon Go and drive. If you decide to Pokemon Go in the street, look both ways. I feel like that's important. And
if you ever get lured to these pokey spots and there's a guy, creepy guy standing up against the wall with his hands in his pants, don't go over there and try to catch his Pikachu.
I've never heard Pikachu use a euphemism for dick. That's a new one.
Hey, let me take a Pikachu. what about you, Arlie? Did you learn anything today?
I learned that jokes about incest are the funniest jokes in the world.
They are, yeah. I also learned that some little Mexican kids can look like white girls and skateboard and date crazy, ugly looking, lengthy sloth from the Goonies kind of looking white guys, and it's crazy. Yeah, life is good, and I'm thanks for joining me, and forget everything I say. I try not to do as many drinking podcasts, but every once in a while I need to slur over my words and just have some fun. And this is great. So peace out!
As Gidju would say, peace out, Brussels sprouts! All right. I don't want to name anybody, but I've been kind of appalled by the treatment I've been getting by the administration at my university.
Okay.
I sent them a letter of appeal because I had I fucked up and missed my financial aid deadline, and I sent a letter of appeal detailing exactly why I had missed that. And the person, the counselor that they assigned me to talk to, they read the letter. And then their first reaction was, because they noticed they had a balance, a very high balance, I don't want to mention, but they just mentioned, so how are you going to pay for this? And my reaction was just to say, I don't know, I'll just shit out a gold brick and put it on your desk. What do you mean? How am I going to pay for this? See, I wouldn't have a problem with this if, you know, it makes sense. You know, I have a really high balance. It's a lot of money. He suggests I should go private loans. That all makes sense. And I've been having to deal with that for about a month. What is not acceptable is the fact that he just read a letter where I detailed how I do not have any money to pay for anything. So he had no reason to just suddenly ask me, how are you going to pay for this? God damn it!
What a duck.
What a duck.
I actually have a worse story. That didn't even happen to me. It happened to a friend of mine who the same thing happened. A similar thing happened. They had like a huge tuition balance they had to pay off. But the problem was that they were in the hospital because 2 weeks into their semester, something horrible happened and they were in the hospital and it was a life-threatening situation. So their mom actually went to the financial aid office and asked, does my daughter still have to pay all this off, even though she's not going to be able to attend classes for the rest of the semester? And they said, of course she does. And then the mother thought, okay, well, what if she died? Would then she have to take care of the tuition balance? Or would the tuition balance be paid off then? And they said, yeah, of course. Because she couldn't be able to pay for it. It's like, what a world, what kind of world am I living in where people can be this cold?